ಸಂಗೀನ ತಸ್ಮೈ ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರವೇ ನಮಃ. ವಂಚಾ ಕಲ್ಪತರುಭ್ಯಶ್ಚ ಕೃಪಾ ಸಿಂಧುಭ್ಯೈವ ಚ ಪತಿತಾನಾಂ ಪಾವನೇಭ್ಯೋ ವೈಷ್ಣವೇಭ್ಯೋ ನಮೋ ಮಹಾವದನ್ಯಾಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಪ್ರೇಮ ಪ್ರದಾಯತೆ ಕೃಷ್ಣಾಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ನಾಮನೇ ಗೌರಕ್ಷಿತೇ ಗುರವೇ ಗೌರಚಂದ್ರಾಯ ರಾಧಿಕಾಯೈ ಸದಾಲಯೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣಾಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಭಕ್ತಾಯ ಸದ್ಭಕ್ತಾಯ ಭಕ್ತ್ಯಾ ವಿಹೀನಾಯ ಅಪರಾಧಲಕ್ಷ್ಮೈ ಶಿಕ್ತಾಶ್ಚ ಕಾಮಾದಿತರಂಗ ಮಧ್ಯೆ ಕೃಪಾಮಯೀ ತ್ವಂ ಶರಣಂ ಪ್ರಪನ್ನಃ ವಿಂದೇ ನಮಸ್ತೆ ಯಂ ಪ್ರವ್ರಜಂತಮನುಪೇತಮಪೇತಕೃತ್ಯಂ ದ್ವೈಪಾಯನೋ ವಿರಹಕಾರ್ಯಾಜಿಹ ಪುತ್ರೇತಿ ತನ್ಮಯತಯಾ ಸರ್ವೋ ವಿನೇದೋ ತಂ ಸರ್ವಭೂತಹೃದಯಂ ಮುನಿಮಾನ್ ತವೈವಾಸ್ಮಿ ತವೈವಾಸ್ಮಿ ನ ಜೀವಾಮಿ ತ್ವಯಾ ವಿನಾ ಇತಿ ವಿಜ್ಞೇಯ ರಾಧೇ ತಂ. ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಚರಿತಾಮೃತ ಮಧ್ಯ ಲೀಲಾ 8th ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಚೈತಾಂಬರಿ ಆದಿಲೀಲಾ 1st ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್. ಕೃಷ್ಣದಾಸ್ ಕವಿರಾಜ್ ಗೋಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಈಸ್ ಡೂಯಿಂಗ್ ಪ್ರಣಾಮ್ ಟು ಈಸ್ ಮಂತ್ರ ಗುರು ಅಂಡ್ ಆಲ್ ಶಿಕ್ಷಾ ಗುರು ದೆಮ್ ಎಸ್ಪೆಷಲಿ ಟು ಚೈತ್ಯ ಗುರು Sikhi Piksha Mauli, that is Krishna, is Chaitya Guru. And he is also in Mahanta Guru's form, a manifestation of Krishna. And he is also doing pranam to him and to all devotees. He is telling like this, হইয়াছেন হইবেন যত প্রভুর দাস সবার চরণ বন্দে হইয়া অনুদাস. What is the meaning? হইয়াছেন হইবেন.
All the Vaishnavas of the past and all those who will become Vaishnavas in the future, I am taking a straw between my teeth and giving my pranam to them and praying for their mercy.
Those who will come, those who were in past, those who are now, and those who will come in future, I am doing pranam. They should be merciful. And then he is telling that Govind, Gopinath, Madan Mohan, Aitin Karyachen, Gauriya Atmasat. Then that Govinda, Gopinath and Madan Mohan, these are the life and soul of all the devotees of Gaudiya Vaishnava. Life and soul. Madan Mohan is relation. With Madan Mohan we have relation. We are servant of Madan Mohan, eternal servant. And after that relationship, then we can serve. And how we can serve? With that relation which we have with Madan Mohan. And then quickly serve him. And then what will be? Krishna Prem Prayojan. Krishna is not our Prayojan, not our object of love or anything. He is not. What is? The love and affection of Krishna is our supreme goal. That is called Krishna Prem Prayojan. What Prayojan means?
Ultimate goal.
Okay. Ultimate goal. What is Krishna Prem? What Prem? Oh, which always lives in the heart of Srimati Radhika. The love and affection of Krishna, which is always in the heart of Srimati Radhika. Highest love and affection. This is our goal of the life. To attain a love and affection in that line. And it may come if you are serving Srimati Radhika always. Then a love, how she loves Krishna in mood of Mahabhav. Sneh, man, prane, rag, anurag, bhav, mahabhav, and after that, rood, adirood. And then, mohan, modan, and then madan. Srimati Radhika's body, senses, everything, his air, garments, everything is made of that mahabhav. Especially Madan of Srimati Radhika. Krishna knows everything, because he is Rasa Vaisaha. So Krishna is up to different kind of rush. Ek rush and anek rush. Ek rush means what?
One rush.
He's completed. His whole shell of rush. There is nothing that Krishna does not know. Everything he knows. So he is in this way. He is Atmaram and Atmakam. What is Atmaram and what is Atmakam?
Atmaram means that Krishna is satisfied in himself and he doesn't require anything else. And Aptakam means that all of his desires are fulfilled without any attachment for it.
So there is nothing, anything that Krishna does not. But he is also anekaras. He is also combined up so many rashes, anekaras. And in this anekaras, he becomes himself Ladini Shakti and Srimati Radhika. Himself. And he wants to know the mood of that Ladini Shakti. And the mood of that Ladini Shakti Radhika is Mahamodan. And Krishna wants to test it. Because Krishna does not know this thing. What is that? Mood of Srimati Radhika. So he wants to test that mood. He does not know. So, to know the three wills of Krishna,
desire.
He comes in the shape of form of Sachinandan Gaur. And then he tests all these things. then he knows what is Mahabhav and Hladini mood and Mahamudan bhav. So he can test, otherwise not. That is that he came in the form of Sachinandan Gaurai to test these three desires of his own, which was not tested even in the Krishna Leela, pastimes of Krishna. But he will have to take training. And where he will take training? There is a school in Vrindavan, at Radha Kunda. Principal is Srimati Radhika Harshal. And there are so many professors of each department of that love. Love has so many
faculties.
And for each, there are more, and of each department, head of this department, Lalita, Vishakha, Shukla. So he took admission in the school of college of Vishakha. That is Rayaraman. Because so is so intimate of Radhika. She knows all this. They both took birth in same day. Their age is same. Their qualities are like same. And very bosom friends. Always living together. So she knows the heart. How he becomes, she becomes in separation mood of Krishna, Felix separation. And how he is becoming happy in meeting of Krishna. So everything she knows. There is nothing that Vishakha does not know. So he was admitted. He took admission at this Godavari bank. And he was studying there for so many days there. And he finished his
examination,
study. And then he was examined by Vishakha, whether he was trained or not. And then he passed. Then you should go to now practical. This was
theoretical.
And he said that you should go to
Gambira,
and there I will be there. Vishakha told, I will be there. And my eldest Sakhi, Lalita, will be also there. And we will both test you whether you have
understood
or not. You have passed in theoretical. Now we will take examination that whether you are
practically,
you can do or not. And then Lalita, Vishakha, like Raramananda and Sarup Namada, also always there. And sometimes rebuking, sometimes inspiring that you should come in line. And sometimes the principal used to come.
Gadadhar Pandit.
Gadadhar Pandit. And he's so much high class of, you know, everything. So sometimes revival came. With what? A stick of man, anger. He used to. And then he was qualified to test the three desires. So when he was admitted in the school of, he went to take admission. Then Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami is telling. We have the book. Sancharya Rama Vidam Bhakta Meghe Svabhakti Siddhanta Chayambatan Gaurabdhiri Tai Amuna Vitirunai Saj Jagattam Ratnalayam Prayati. Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami. Oh, you should read the media. Oh, I want to explain through Chaitanya Charitamrita translated by Swamiji himself. So he will explain first and then I will. Because someone tells that, oh, he is not in the line of Swamiji. He is telling some different thing. But I am not going to tell anything different from his line. So you should realize this and hear him yourself that whether I am in line of Swamiji or not. Always following his line. Because he is the line of his guru and disciplic
order,
acharyas. There is only one line, no several lines. Only one line, guru parampara line. So, we must follow this. You should also try to realize and to follow him. Go on.
Madhulila chapter 8, text 1, translation by Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is known as Gauranga, is the reservoir of all conclusive knowledge in devotional service. He empowered Sri Ramananda Rai, who may be likened to a cloud of devotional service. This cloud was filled with all the conclusive purport of devotional service and was empowered by the ocean to spread this water over the sea. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself was the ocean of knowledge of pure devotional service.
Any purport? You should try to understand this. Very deep meaning, very deep. That is why it has been told. Jaha Bhagavata Pada Vaishnavera Sthane Jaha Chaitanya Charitamrita Pada Vaishnavera Rasika Vaishnava Sthane. Because Chaitanya Charitamrita is the essence of even Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam is, what is it? Nigam Kalpa Tarur Galitana Phalam Sukhamukhadamrita Darsanjitam Pivata Bhagavatam Rasamadayam Muhuraho Rasitam. Essence of all Ved Upanishads. Essence of all. There is no seed. No anything to be given.
Only rasa.
Reject. Nothing. Only a rasa and a rasa. So all should hear it. It is coming from Guru Parampara line. From where? From Brahma to Narada to Vyasa and to Sukadeva Goswami. This Sukadeva Goswami has brought from Golok Vrindavan this sweet fruit of a rasa. Yes, in Guru Parampara line it is coming. So if anyone wants to test the Srimad Bhagavatam, they should go to the Rasik Vaishnava. And the Chaitanya Charitamrita is the essence of even Srimad Bhagavatam. Condensed form of Srimad Bhagavatam even. What is condensed? That, there are something like first canto to ninth canto. We can take the essence, and the essence is tenth canto. And the essence of the tenth canto is what? Gopi Geet, Venu Geet, Bhramar Geet, Pranay Geet. These are essence. And how to attain this is 11th canto. The process. Emang Bratasva Priyanama Krishya Jata Anurago Dishchitta Ucchai Hasat Tatho Rodati Rauti Gayat. This is the process. Always chanting and remembering and hearing the power sounds of Krishna. Only this is the process. so many bona fide guru are devotees. So Shramanam is first. Shraman, then Kirtanam. Not Kirtanam, Anu Kirtanam. Anu means?
In the guidance.
In the guidance and always, like a chain, like a madhu drop. Madhu means honey.
Uninterrupted.
If honey is given. Oh, there comes that.
Unbroken.
Like this. Then you can realize something. So he is telling that. Sancharya Rama Bhita Bhakta Medhe. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself is himself Krishna and Radha combined. Ocean of Rush. And he has come in the form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sachinandan Gaurari. From ocean of rush, unlimited, no boundary. Deepness we cannot imagine. And from this ocean of rush, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, a cloud came. How cloud came? The vapor of ocean, essence of ocean, giving up saltness, everything, only taking the essence of the water. By evaporation, anyone cannot know that how vapor came and how it made, what is what made clouds. So what are clouds? The essence of rush, ocean. Here, Raya Ramanand is like a cloud. From where this cloud came? From this ocean. Ocean is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And his mercy was but vapored, like essence. And anyone could not. At that time, they never saw that how this ocean became cloud. They saw cloud. They saw Raya Ramananda. But who is Raya Ramananda? Oh, general person cannot imagine. His mercy. Sansara dava nala nidha loka tranaya karunya khanagan. Karuna, condensed. So he is condensed Karuna of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Condensed rush of Mahaprabhu, cloud. Now Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has came in the shape of form of cloud. But one thing is there. That cloud gives shower of sweet water. How? If any forest is there, or any
mountain.
How mountain or hills are there, then by
cloud touches and
touches and then showers. Here again that ocean takes a shape of mountain or forest, like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself. And he asked questions like these clouds were meeting with mountain and forest. They were melted in the form of showers. So here, by touching Mahaprabhu again, like a mountain or forest, that cloud was melted like and soft waves coming. Like in an installation, Nandaswati Nachatra,
constellation.
If rain will come in that time, and if it will come on banana trees, then it will be
camphor.
If it will fall on the hoods of snake, it will fall money.
Jewel.
If people come in the hoofs of cows, then Gorochana, very precious, very precious. And if it will come and it will fall on the shells of ocean,
oyster,
then what it becomes? So many drops of that swati constellation from clouds, and so many there are, okay?
Different results.
And then they will be full of Ratnakar. Ratnakar means?
Jewels.
And then the name of this ocean will be called Ratnakar. Ratnakar means? This ocean was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and now he will be called taking the shower of that very thing by Ramananda, as he had never heard. He heard all these things from Vishakha Devi and Raya Ramananda. And now he has become Ratnakar, the abode of jewels, only jewels. And now he is Ratnakar. Now Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is jewels, abode of so much jewels here. And he is now testing his three desires by these things. So really, these are not the clouds, but clouds what? Coming from the ocean. And again they are showering sweet water, and they are becoming pearls, and then ocean is called Ratnakar in the same way Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now he is called what? He knows all Siddhant. What that Siddhant? What is Sneh, Man, Pranay, Raj, Anurag, Bhav, Mahabhav? What are the symptoms? And what are the things? He told all to us at last in Rupa Goswami, inspired in Rupa Goswami. He has written in Bhakti Rishami Sindhu, and especially in, we are going to discuss. What is this? What is our object? There are lakhs and lakhs objects of lakhs and lakhs devotees, separate. And he has asked Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from Raya Ramananda, what is the object? And what is the process to
attain?
But all these processes which has been told are separate, not dependent to each other. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has brought them in such a way that it seems that by one grade to another it is. But these are all independent objects of so many devotees. So he is telling from first time. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was touring in South India, he went to so many places. Especially, he went to Srirangam, and he met Vallabha Bhatta
and
Srimala Bhatta, Prabodhananda Saraswati, and Gopal. And he preached them the glory of Srimati Radhika and the sweetness of Krishna. And the four were three Vaishnav, worshipper of
Lakshmi
Narayan. But hearing the arguments of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and three pastimes of Krishna, they were totally changed. And they became Gaudiya Vaishno like Sadhing Radha Srimati Radhika and Krishna Kanduva. Also they were given initiation of Gopal Mantra. At first only Gopal Mantra was in our line. From Krishna to Brahma to Narada and all Chaitanya Mahaprabhu only he received what thing? Only Gopal Mantra from his Gurudev. And coming like this. Now we have so many mantras. Because we are so weak, so many mantras are given now. But before, only this Gopal Mantra was Guru Mantra. It has all power. Very thick relation with Krishna. And everything in this Gopal Mantra. We know that only this Gopal Mantra, he was Gopkumar. From beginning to end, he was chanting only this mantra always. No, any another mantra. No? So here, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was touring and he met with Gopal Bhatt and others, and he changed, and then he was coming to Godavari. He is telling that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, like a Bal Sannyasi, was Devi Sannyasi, like very brilliant. He came on the bank of Godavari and he was chanting Hari name there. Raya Ramananda, as the Viceroy or Governor of the South India of Pratap Maharaja, he was there taking bath in Godavari by Vaidic system. So many Brahmins were reciting mantra, Purusha Sukta, Devi Sukta and others. And drums were played there. And in a very royal way, he was taking bath. When he was taking bath, he saw from a distance that a renounced order, Bal Sannyasi, is chanting. He saw there at once charmed. He left his all Brahmins and all soldiers and everything, drums. And in a very simple dress, garment, he came there and did pranam to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw him from top to bottom. And he told that, "Oh, are you Raya Ramananda?" Then what he told? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at once embraced him. For Shudra, Raya Ramananda has come in Shudra dynasty. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, high Brahman family. And after that he was sannyasi. So in Shastra it has been told that any high class of sannyasi should not touch any Shudra. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu disobeyed this Shastra. And he embraced him. And he, being like a king, he also embraced, and both became sentless. Krishna, 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 both were turning anti-commitments. Both were beating. After some time, when they returned in their knowledge, conscious, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him, "Are you Raramananda? 21. How many that Sudramanda? What is meaning?"
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then inquired whether he was Ramananda Rai, and he replied, "Yes, I am your very low servant, and I belong to the Sudra community."
A devotee should meet any superior Vaishnava in this way, not with false ego. "I am so learned, I am so acharya, like this and that." As Ramananda met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, no? He told that, what he told, that I am?
"Yes, I am your very low servant, and I belong to the Shudra community."
The Brahmins were thinking, why this sannyasi has touched and embraced the Shudra, what?
Low caste.
Shastra has prohibited this. Don't do for sannyasi. And he is doing. And this king, so learned person, very grave, and he is weeping and embracing him and weeping so loudly, and astrasvaptic moods are coming. Why so? Then, "Ei Maharaj, Mahapandit Gambhir, Sanyasi Rasparse Mathaila Asti," 27.
The Brahmanas thought, "This Ramananda Rai is the governor of Madras, a highly learned and great person, a Maha Pandit. But upon touching this sannyasi, he has become restless like a madman."
Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he saw that they are Bijatiya Brahmins, smart Pandits. They will not understand this. In this world, for a realized devotee, no Shudra, no Brahmin, all are like eternal servant of Krishna only. This is only Vaishnava, nothing else. A smart Brahmin, they cannot realize these things. So, he covered his mood. And then he told that Sarvam Bhattacharya Maharaj was very merciful to me, and he told that you should go to
Godavari
and meet a very high class of devotee like Raharamananda. So I am so fortunate to come here and to meet you. And Raharamananda also replied, "Oh, Ramananda, Sarvambhata is very merciful to me. And that is why he has sent you to me, so that I may be
progress in my body.
Mera udhar ho jayega from this world." So both were praising each other. And after that, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told that, "I want to meet you." And Raya Ramananda told that, "I want that if you have come here for me, then you should be here for some time. And you should inspire me in bhakti." Then Raya Ramananda told that, "In evening I will come when it will be night, and we should meet and discuss." In evening, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was waiting for him. He He took something in a Brahmin devotee's house, something, and he was waiting for Raya Ramananda. When Raya Ramananda came, then Mahaprabhu asked him, "I want to ask something, and about what is the sadhan, object and process of the life, of devotion. But I want that you should give some evidence of scriptures, especially of Srimad Bhagavatam. I don't want to hear anything which is not based on Shastra. What Shastra are telling, you should tell like that." Then he asked that Raya kahe padaslok sadhir nirnay, Raya kahe swadharma acharane Vishnu bhakti hai.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ordered Ramananda Rai to recite a verse from the revealed scriptures concerning the ultimate goal of life. Ramananda replied that if one executes the prescribed duties of his social position, he awakens his original Krishna consciousness.
By this, we can know. By this, by Raya Ramananda and Mahaprabhu dialogue, we can know what is our object in Mahaprabhu line, Arup Goswami Rupa Luganai. And what is the process? If anyone not knowing all these things, Raya Ramananda Sambhad, Rup Siksha, Sanatana Siksha, we cannot know the teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then we are really not in the line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we must know all these things. This is pure bhakti, more than pure. So he is telling that what is our goal of the life, or the goal of our devotion, what is our sadhya, and what is that process. Then he began to tell. First, in this world, there are lakhs and lakhs what? Beings.
Conditioned souls.
All in this world. In so many species. So many. And in this human shape, human species is very rare. And in this human shape, but like animals. They don't know anything about Krishna or devotion or anything. In them, so many are smart Brahmins, knowing Vedas, but no faith in Krishna. Nirvishesha Brahmavadi. Among them, very rare Vishnu Bhakta. In lakhs and lakhs, Vishnu Bhakta, very rare Narayana Bhakta. And in them, Siddha rare. And in Siddha Narayana devotees, very rare Krishna Bhakta. Those who are doing sadhan bhajan. Ananya bhajan. Ananya bhajan means?
Uninterrupted.
Only to Krishna. And what Krishna? Brajandanandan Krishna, not of Dwarkadhis and Mathuras, and only to please Radha and Krishna. So these are ananya, but they are sadhak. In sadhak, lakhs and lakhs, there are very rare which has been done, attended. No. Bhava bhakti, nishtha, ruchi, asakti, and then bhava. Very rare. And in this rare bhakt who has attended bhava bhakti rati, very rare, those who are came in the stage of swarup siddhi. And in swarup siddhas, lakhs and lakhs, what? Very rare? Very rare. Those who have attained the prem. And in them, very rare. Those who are dasya bhakta. In them, very rare Krishna friends. Sakha. And lakhs of Sakha. Very rare, like Mother Yashoda and Nandababa. And more essence of all them.
Most rare.
Like gopis. Very rare. In the gopis, there are so many. Like Vipaksha, Tatastha, Surid, and Swapaksha. In them, Swapaksha and the servant of Swapaksha. Who are they? They are Tat-Tat Bhavet. And these are well Rupmanjari and Ratnanjari. They have come in the shape of male devotees like Rupa Goswami and